Good afternoon. Today is Wednesday, January the 30th, 30th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon is Humboldt County 2nd District Supervisorette, Estelle Fennell. How you doing, lady?
Supervisorette?
Yeah, Supervisorette.
I never heard of that one before.
You and Virginia, and then Jill, and you know, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah.
I'm doing great, thank you. It's great to be here.
I would imagine this is a spot you wanted to be about this time last year, huh?
Absolutely.
So we'll spend a little bit of time kind of reacquainting ourselves with Estelle and also finding out what, well, she's almost had a month under her belt now, some of the things that are going on, some of the committees she's assigned to, and what life is like these days. We'll find out when we come back.
At my bank, I feel at home. I'm Trish Greggie of the Journey's End, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, hometown banking isn't just something they say, it's how they do business. I'm Kevin McClendon of Georgia's Glass, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, we invest in the future of our community every single day. I'm Greg Foster, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Times 313. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Estelle Fennell, but before we do, our quote this afternoon. Oh, let's see if we can find something that's somewhat political in nature. Yeah, right. Let's see. Oh, that's you like anonymous or you want a Mencken quote?
I'll leave it up to you completely. You're the one with the book.
Yeah, I know, but you know, then that way nobody.
I don't know what anonymous said.
Anonymous has
said a lot of things.
Jeez. All right. Well, this is a Charles Schulz. We'll go simple and
okay.
easy. Lucy said this one. If you're not beguiling by age 12, forget it. Got that one covered.
Especially in politics.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
I got to tell Rex about that.
Yeah. Oh. So now you've gone through some of the initial vice. You're feeling somewhat like you kind of know where the front door is yet?
I'm feeling like it's my home, I got to tell you. I think Virginia referenced this on a couple of meetings, you know, to me being the 6th supervisor, because I was elected in June. So I went to a lot of the meetings after that, spent a lot of time in the courthouse. And so, yes, I definitely know where the front door is. As far as feeling comfortable in there, I got to tell you, Brian, I knew that I was elected, you know, as of June. I knew that I was the new supervisor, but there's nothing like taking that oath and sitting in that seat and really understanding it. And it
make the first vote.
Exactly. And it feels great. I'm glad I did it. I'm very happy to be in this position. I feel very optimistic about what we as a team can do. I really like the board we have now. So I'm feeling pretty good.
You're not feeling overwhelmed at all, huh?
You know, I knew what I was getting into. I mean, I don't know everything, obviously. I'm sure something's going to come and hit me upside the head. But bottom line, I knew there was a challenging position. I'm used to high-pressure jobs. So, I'm enjoying it. I'm not overwhelmed yet.
What has been the biggest, I wouldn't say surprise, but I'll use the word.
Mm-hmm.
What's been the biggest surprise for you now that you're behind the dais, that you have an office, that you got the magic combination to the key mm-hmm. at the door? What's been the biggest surprise this month for you?
Well, it's a very mundane one, but I'll tell you, they're pretty stingy back behind those doors. It might look like, you know, here you're on this dais and you're this very important person and everything, but back behind the doors, you got to scrounge for coffee and all that kind of stuff. So
everybody's normal behind.
Everybody
behind
is
the
very
wall.
Normal behind the walls.
I would think that would be a little bit of a.
It's actually
could be a surprise for folks who might not have spent too much time hanging around electeds or doing the grunt part. You know, you see the, well, I wouldn't call it celebrity, but let's call it recognition.
Mm-hmm.
in the community. Okay, mm-hmm. You go to the grocery store now, and you know you're probably being stopped by more people than you were before. They see you on the TV. They hear you here and that kind of stuff, and kind of the star syndrome. I don't sense, though, that too many folks, after they've been doing the job for any length of time, fall prey to that, though.
Absolutely not. I mean, that's one of the things that I actually have known all along, pretty much. Remember I mentioned the word stingy. It's like how the stuff. But aside from that, I think, generally speaking, you've got real people in there who've taken on real responsibility, know it, have a very collegial sense. Staff is wonderful. I think that there's a genuine feeling that we've got some work to do. And so once we go back into that area behind the chambers, that's what we're doing. We're working, and it feels good.
Is it as glorious as you thought?
And then some. I have to admit, I don't have very many illusions about it. You know, you have to remember that I was on the radio for a long time. I mean, I don't know if you were, when people recognize your voice and you go to the store, I mean, do they come up and talk
it's
to you?
Like, yeah, okay, fine. I mean, it's cool.
Yeah, you know, so you know it already.
You know
so
that
they
people
know you.
are
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
And that they're listening, mm-hmm. and they either like what they're hearing or they're concerned enough mm-hmm. that they want to go outside of their little safety net
yeah.
to say, are you? I mean, if they don't know me. Or thanks, or mm-hmm. good job, keep it up. I mean, that kind of stuff. But it's, for me, it's kind of like, it's been 30 plus years. It's no big deal.
Exactly. That was my point. Because I was, you know, as you know, I was the news director at KMUD for a long time. So I'm used to going into the store and people wanting to talk with me about things. In fact, if I wanted a vacation, I had to get out of town kind of thing. But what I really like about being in local politics is it is just so much closer to the ground than Sacramento or Washington, D.C.
KINS, News and Information Times, 319.
Now a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. Nowadays it's cold outside, especially if you can't afford warm winter coats for your children. That's where Coats for the Cold comes in. This homegrown organization collects donated coats, cleans them, and distributes them to needy people. It began in 2008 when Robert Lone saw sharply reduced coat prices in a store, bought a batch, and donated them to the Eureka Rescue Mission. Beginning late in January, Coats for the Cold will give out over 1,000 coats in the county, now including southern communities. To donate a coat, new or lightly used, there are 50 Humboldt locations where you can drop it off this month. Find them on this website, coatsforthecold.org. That's coatsforthecold.org. Volunteers from Teen Challenge and other organizations will give out the coats to children. Your warm heart can keep them warm this winter. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people and places that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:24. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Estelle Fennell. Estelle, when you're talking with people now that you're titled, yeah, and not quite like royalty, but you're titled, yeah. One of the things that I've had people tell me that's really weird is how people start to treat them differently. Mm-hmm. It's not that you're feeling a celebrity, but all of a sudden people that would say hi or wouldn't talk to you, now they want to be your buds.
Of course.
How do you process that to remind yourself that, no, this person was a goofball before, or I was a goofball for them. Yeah. Nothing's changed mm-hmm. other than now perhaps my opinion has a little bit more juice.
Well, you know, one of the issues about that is that the way I look at it is I got 53% of the vote. So 53%, you know, there's 47% out there. And some of them, a lot of them never met me, so I don't know how we're going to get along. What I've noticed is that people are genuinely very open to the fact that I'm the new supervisor, and some of them are waiting to see am I going to be as good as I tell everybody, told everybody it would be? Am I going to be there for them? Am I going to represent all of the 2nd District, the southern part, and Fortuna? Am I going to be mindful that I represent the whole county? So those are things people are looking for. People who were outspokenly in support of my opponent the last time you and I spoke, they've come to me and said, you know, that's over, that's done with, let's move on. These are some of the issues that I'm concerned about. And I like that very, very much, because to be honest, I feel like I'm doing the job now. Let's all recognize that and let's get together and work together and forget about the last, whenever it was. It was a long time ago, actually, that election.
Yeah, no kidding. Have you had to deal with any of the folks from Sacramento yet? And the reason I'm asking is because there are two aspects to celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's those who perceive you are, mm-hmm. and then there are those who think that they are.
Yeah.
I would say, as you were talking, some of the individuals that have sat in the chair mm-hmm. over the decades. And the toughest ones for me are those who are full of themselves.
Yeah, me too.
I'm sure some people perceive that I am also. But I look at these folks and it's like, you know, wait a minute, guys. You know, you weren't born to that position.
Mm-hmm.
It was something that either you stumbled into or nobody else was stupid enough to step forward. So let's get real. I mean, you mentioned you're 53.
Yeah.
Okay. But that's not 53% of the district.
No, it's
that's
not.
53% who felt motivated who enough.
Yeah, no kidding.
To register and then were motivated mm-hmm. enough to show up.
Yep.
Well, that's a whole different slice of the pie than mm-hmm. saying half of my district
yep.
voted for me.
Yep.
So there's always humbling opportunities. But how do you deal with people who are full of themselves?
Well, I give them a chance. You know, that's we'll start with that, and then we'll go from there. I have a fairly well-defined BS detector. And so, for me, if we're having a discussion about something that's important to me, I want you to be engaged with me, and I don't want you to try to pull the wool over my eyes or try to shift me in one direction or another. I want you to present your facts, your opinions, your side of the issue, and I'll present mine. Let's work together. So, you know, those are the kind of communications I'm going to prize. And if anybody has an attitude, well, they're welcome to it.
On them, huh? Have you had a chance? I know that there's some of the pre-swearing in training stuff.
Yeah.
That, you know, they ship you out for a weekend and you come back and mm-hmm. the eyes are glazed over and the pupils are dilated and now everybody, you know, is coming from the same perspective. Ha ha ha. When you went down to the training, was there a gem or two that you found?
Yes, definitely. I actually appreciated it quite a bit. And one of the things that, you know, one of the things that really has sunk in is that government moves slowly. And so given that, you know, I'm kind of tailoring my approach to what I want to get done, I think it can be done. But keeping in mind that there's this government moves slowly, truth out there. And that was one of the first lessons we got. It was like, you know, you came in to change the world. It's going to take a little while.
Brer Fox, Brer Rabbit. Yeah.
But that was one part I liked. I liked very much just meeting other people who have either been in this position longer than I am, or are just beginning. And just that, again, that sense of collegiality and the sense that we are all in very similar positions. We might come from a county that has 1,200 residents, or a county that has 12 million, you know, kind of thing. Well, not quite that much, but really,
almost.
Really. And they're all in California. So they have similar issues. I was talking to a guy from the ranching community in Santa Barbara County, where the north is kind of the rural area and the south is the urban. Very interesting.
KINS, News and Information Times, 3:30. We'll be back with more with Estelle Fennell.
This is Fred Van Fleck, Eureka City Schools Superintendent. Exciting new things are happening in our district next year. Reducing our kinder through third grade class size to 23-1. Eliminating our combination classes in the reopening of Winship Middle School. Remember, we are the largest district on the North Coast, allowing us to have the most diverse course in extracurricular offerings. Enrollment is happening now. Please stop by the district office across from Eureka High School or visit the website at eurekacityschools.org.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop with newly anointed, sworn. Yeah, you use the word swore, and most people think at rather than in. So
I know. That's what they say. You've been sworn in today, you'll be sworn at tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is a true thing.
Estelle Fennell is with us. Estelle, what has the transition been like going from a news gatherer to a news maker?
That's a great question. I think part of there's a similarity in there, and that is that you're serving the community. As a news gatherer, I was empowering the community with information, let's put it that way. Now I'm looking at it more like I'm hopefully empowering the community with good representation, with somebody who's actually got an opportunity to be at the table when the discussion takes place and to help the decision making. So there's a similarity, but there's a difference too, because for the longest time I've been looking at people have that discussion. Now I'm a part of it and it feels pretty good.
Now I are one, yeah. What committees did you end up with? Because I know that everybody gets theirs, and my understanding is you kind of go around the table and you get your choice of which ones you want. Which ones did you want?
Well, I got pretty much everything I wanted. I think that it was, again, a very the teamwork with this board is pretty good. There were a couple of appointments that were questioned. There was one, for instance, the NCRA, North Coast Railroad Authority. Former Supervisor Clint Denon had written a letter, which I never saw, but, you know, asking if he could be appointed to that position. But I felt strongly that I wanted to be on that commission.
Oh, as a non-elected he wanted to?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
But
we clarified that, actually. Supervisor Lovelace brought that question up at the last board meeting. It says, you know, he didn't quite understand that we actually would want to have a board member on there. So we clarified that, and so I'm on the NCRA. I'm on LAFCO, which I'm very interested in, and will be, I think I'll be happy to serve on that.
You're stirring the pudding there. Yeah, okay.
The Headwaters Fund, Eel Russian River Commission, Fire, disaster, both of things that I'm pretty familiar with from being in the news, and several others. I'm an alternate on several, and right now I can't think of the others, but they're all interesting to me, I think.
Now I'm going to ask you a real what may appear to be a stupid question.
Oh, there's no
but
such
you also
thing.
Understand, yeah, I kind of primed the pump a little bit too. Why the Eel Russian River Commission?
Well, you know what it came out of. It's the Powder Valley Dam and all
the diversion
of the diversion of the eel. And so it's, you know, they've gone through a few different things with the relicensing of the PG&E plant, etc. I'm not sure what's on the agenda for the next meeting, but it is in Sonoma on the 15th of February. So I'll be talking with Carrie Brown, who is from Mendocino County, and she's the chair. And I actually hung out with her quite a bit down at the meeting in Long Beach. So that was one of the pluses. Was just
is she a first timer?
She's the first time on
the board.
No,
chair?
She's not a first timer, but okay. She's the board chair of the. It's her first time as board chair of the Eel Russian River Commission.
That would be. Of all of them that I'm aware of, I mean, HCOG, okay, I guess, mm-hmm. just because you kind of might feel like you get something done there.
That's a tough one.
I know, weird motivation things. But that one commission would be the one that I would be as inclined to as any other, simply because Humboldt County still doesn't receive any compensation for the water diversion.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I know the wine guys love it, and I know the water guys, you know, the Sonoma Water District loves it, and now Mendocino County and all the battles with all the grapes, all of it. I get that stuff.
Yeah.
And then I get the fishies and that argument. Mm-hmm. But what I don't get is how Humboldt County has been shafted for 95 years,
mm-hmm.
and nobody else seems to be excited about it. And then we start having discussions about peripheral canals and water diversions and the State Water Project and all these other things.
Yep.
And here we've been suffering for decades and
almost a century.
Nothing, nobody. Well, I'd like to think it wasn't water over the dam, so to speak.
Well, you know, Brian, the problem there, and I'll be very happy to be part of that and part of that discussion. I as you were talking, I was thinking of that whole thing of, you know, the frog being boiled to death, kind of, you know, it kind of crept up, and then we got to a point where people started realizing what an impact it was having, and, you know, just the idea of being in the middle of the summer and having the low water flows and the eel, and then going down and seeing people swimming in the river in Guerneville, those kind of things.
Which to me is okay.
Totally.
As long as there's some kind of a quid pro quo.
Well, there's got to be attention paid to the fish too. I think, you know, that's an issue, and there has been some good work done on that, but there's a lot more to be done, and I think we need to flex our muscle, you know. I mean, muscles, hopefully.
More than just the finger muscles, huh? Well, and that's
because we are just one. You know, you've got people from Sonoma and you've got people from Mendocino, and as you said, and they've got a lot at stake down there.
Yeah, and their economies have grown up, and I get all that. What I don't get is why.
Well, I think I'm going to bring that question up.
Coming back to the neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
and that's the only thing. And I think you're right with the fish,
mm-hmm.
but I think you got to get rid of the suckers first. And I don't know if dynamite is the way to go. You know, now that we got the salmon starting to return a little bit too, you can't just sterilize it or dynamite or any of that kind of stuff. Mm. But it would be an interesting committee to be on.
Yeah, I'll look forward to talking with you about it again in the future when I have a better handle on how far along we can take things.
Good. Well, either we'll be commiserating or I'll be beating you up one of these. KINS. News and Information Times, 3:43. We'll be back with more from Estelle Fennell.
Sacred Heart Church invites you to join us every Sunday for our liturgical celebrations. Saturday, 4 p.m. Confessions. 5 p.m. Sunday's Vigil Mass. 7 p.m. Spanish Mass. And on Sundays, 9:30 Morning Mass and 12:30 Spanish Mass. Come and celebrate with us.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:44. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Estelle Fennell. Estelle, some of the different challenges I would think early on, regardless of how well-intentioned, how much background, you're now getting the poundage. The agendas, and I know you guys have got the electronic delivery, which is way cool. But just the amount of information to process through, not that you'll know it, mm-hmm. but you're accountable for it now.
Yep.
How do you how do you work that one into the schedule so you still have some sanity, but you are at least to the dangerous level of knowing what's going on?
Well, I think what I have at this point is I'm doing a lot of studying every chance I get, you know, and so that means Sunday spent going through, etc. We've been lucky, actually, or I've been lucky, I should say, in to the extent that our board agendas haven't been gigantic yet. Now, the general plan update is a different animal there, but I feel very at home in that environment because I've studied that a lot. So generally speaking, I share the concern of other supervisors. We need to get as much of the packet as early on as possible, and so does the community, I think, so that we have an informed discussion. And so I'm fitting it in. Then there's obviously these other committees that I'm on now that I've got to study for as well. And every single day somebody comes along with something that is going to be coming up 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now, whatever. You know, things go along at a certain pace and have to be done at that
pace. It may not be quick, no, but it's a certain pace.
It certainly is. And, you know, when you're in the middle of it, you go, okay, well, we'll deal with that 2 weeks from now. That's fine. But generally speaking, there are some things that have to move faster than that. And the general plan update, for instance, we're going to keep that at a steady pace and see how that goes.
I've already made my annual bet with Virginia for the six-pack of soda pop.
That oh, and what's the bet?
It won't be done by the end of the year. I did that, I think, Roger's second year. Mm-hmm. Back when the motocross thing was going on, that's when it started. That's when the bet started. I just haven't collected. I got about five cases of soda over me. Do you think it's possible that it might be signed off on by the end of this calendar year?
I think by the end of this calendar year, we'll have made quite a dent in it, if not completed it. I'm realistic, as you are, to the extent that there's a lot more to the general plan update than just going through the various elements. And remember, we have so many more elements than people had in the earlier days. Going through the various elements that we have to deal with, after that, you know, EIR, all the ordinances that come on top of that, the implementation measures, the rezoning, the mapping, that's going to be a bear. I can tell you that much right now, just from the how it happened with the Planning Commission. That was pandemonium, to say the least. It'll be very interesting, and I would like to see that we figure out a way to make that as user-friendly as possible. That's how I'd like to guide staff.
The information or the comment?
The information, you know, I mean, and also the just how it's put together. The presentation is very important.
You mean less dog, more pony? We'll see how that one plays out, lady. Thanks for coming by, Estelle.
Thank you, Brian.
We've been Talking Shop this afternoon with Estelle Fennell. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.